My name's Elizabeth Raymond. I'm studying for a DPhil in organic chemistry at the University of Oxford. I spend most of my time making phenols in the lab, a type of organic compound found in lots and lots of plants, as well as pharmaceutical compounds. When I look at plants, I like to imagine the organic compounds the plant holds. In my research, I've been able to make compounds in the lab that were previously found in plants. Plants are unbelievably good at making really complex organic compounds, and they inspire synthetic chemists all the time. But the benefit of synthetic chemistry is that instead of extracting a compound from a whole field of plants and getting less than a gram out of it, I can prepare these compounds on a large scale in the lab, sometimes in just a day. Naturally occurring phenols vary a lot in their complexity. More complex polyphenols are compounds which contain more than one alcohol group attached to a benzene ring. Lots of flowers, fruits, and vegetables owe their striking colours to a family of polyphenol compounds called anthocyanins. Anthocyanins are nature's most commonly used pigments. You can see their colours in the red cabbages, strawberries, cherries, plums, and red onions growing around you now. Organic compounds appear coloured when they absorb light in the visible spectrum. By reflecting back everything but a particular wavelength, they look coloured. The light they absorb is connected to the chemical structure of the compound. The anthocyanins are made up of just carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and by just varying their arrangement and bonding, the colour of the compound completely changes. But sometimes, even the same compound can look a different colour according to the chemical environment it's in. Have you ever tried mixing red cabbages with lemon juice? The same pigment, cyanidin, from red cabbages changes to a different colour when you add acidic lemon juice. You have changed the chemical environment, and by just bonding to an extra hydrogen atom, the pigment structure changes, and we see a colour change from purple to red.